Minutes for March 19, 2025, pay waiver of the minutes from regular board meeting. Motion to approve minutes by Glenn Stetson, seconded by Annette McCray. Motion approved by all those present. Discussion and consideration of payables for the month of April 2025. Motion to pay the bills as presented was made by Connie Sweat, seconded by Alan Haslam. Motion approved by all present. The financial statement for the month of April. Motion to accept the financial statement as presented was made by Connie Sweat, seconded by Annette McCray. Motion approved by all present. New business for the board. The district has received a few calls about mosquito activity. However, it is still too cool in the overnight hours for the treatment to work. Kay has explained this to the callers. Old business for the board. Kay stated that cyber-sized them. We covered that already. So Kay has hired two summer employees. They will start as soon as school is out for the summer. An employee from the previous year will be back as well. Still looking to hire a few more. Anyway, I think we've got those positions filled. These are the ones we've got hired. Riker Pettis, he lives in New York. And Tracy Burton, she lives out here in the cove. Sonora Smith lives in Duchesne. You know Morgan Smith?
Yeah, I know Sonora too.
And Tammy Bird, she lives in Myton. And Carmen Lassa from Myton.
What was her first name? The Lassa?
Carmen.
Carmen?
Yeah, she worked for us. This will be her third summer.
Yeah.
She's
so,
a senior this year.
I missed the one right after Riker. Who was that?
Okay, Riker and then Tracy Burton.
So you got five? Right. And then Gerald?
And Gerald, yeah. Gerald.
Okay, we need a motion on the minutes.
Move to approve.
I'll second it.
And second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, can we get the payables, please?
Payables. On the 4th and 17th, Alan Haslam, $200. Andrew McCray, $200. All-Star Electric, $921.80. Charlie Strebel, $200. Chipper Finn, $200. Connie Sweat, $200. Glenn Jessen, $200. Kay Waite, the reimbursement for sprayers. I ordered sprayers from Amazon, and the company card was maxed out, so it went on mine, and so they reimbursed me for it. And Rocky Mountain ATV for new equipment, that's for the four-wheelers we're going to have picked up, $30,220. Gerald Larson for payroll, $1,529.94. All-Star Electric for battery, $129.95. Roommate Electricity, $272.19. Rachel Richens, payroll, $184.70. Kay Waite, payroll, $5,210.11. Gerald Larson, payroll, $1,529.94. Roger Petrus, payroll, $324.15. And he took the test and he passed the test, so we reimbursed him $65 for taking the test. He passed.
Woohoo.
Okay. PHC for insurance. When we were trying to get into the insurance company to get our bills, we couldn't get in on their server, we couldn't get in, and finally they gave us a 2-month bill, so that's what that's for. IFA for supplies, that's for boots, for gloves, stuff like that for employees, $213.66. Stewart's for supplies, $266.91. Wex Bank, that's for a Chevron car. We had to get diesel for our skidster out here. And so that's why Wex does the billing on Chevron's cars.
Okay.
Adapco Chemicals, $31,698.45. TJ's Tire Pros for ATV tires, $548.50. Roosevelt City for water and sewer, $39. Strata for cell, landline, fax, internet, $280.96. Echo Car Wash, $10 for car wash. King Cape for garbage service. And then you need to add $450 from Celia and ACOG, ACOG and Miles anyway, $450, so a total of $80,662.81.
Okay, tell me the total again.
Pardon?
What was the total again?
$80,662.81.
Any questions on the payable?
I'll make a motion to approve the payables as presented.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'll second it.
Now we need a financial statement.
Okay, financial statement. Public treasurer's assessment, so under the PTI Act, ballot forward is $852,277.27. We have deposit from Duchesne County Treasurer, $1,555.51. We had interest earned at 4.4871%, $3,148.94, leaving ending balance of $856,981.72. Mount American Credit Union, the savings account, the balance forward was $3,728. We earned 16 cents interest, leaving the balance of $3,728.24. Checking account, balance forward is $76,070.32. And the state retirement was $1,112.66. IRS withdrawal, $1,485.52. There was an analysis fee of $1.09. 25 checks cleared to pay the bills, with left a balance of $19,992.28. Total loan money is $880,702.24.
Any questions on the financial statement?
I'm going to make a motion to accept financial statement as presented.
You have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
So you've all had a chance to look at the bills?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have had a few calls. You know what it does every night, the wind blows. We went out and fogged last Monday night, not this past, but Monday before. And it was still a little bit breezy. We did part of what we went out for, but it didn't get any better. And so we had to quit. I got somebody going out tonight to try and finish up some of those complaints that we've had.
Where are the complaints going?
Well, one of them was from the county event center. One of them was, but we checked the source down there normally, and their pool down there by that, and there was nothing in it. And she said, well, we're right by the river. I said, well, the river don't provide mosquito repellent. And I said, so it's not in there. But I said, we have a problem, we're shorthanded, and not only that, the wind motion. The thing about it is, it's not effective. If you go out and fog at night and it turns off 50 degrees, it's not very effective. And then the water has to be up to about 60 degrees before the stuff you put in the water is very effective. And so if you go out and fog at night and it's maybe 70, when you get as soon as the sun goes down, it's pretty close, it's 50 degrees. So it limits our time is what we can do. Now it's starting to warm up a little bit more, but the wind's still blowing. And so you've got to do that. I can fog in a 10-mile-an-hour wind, but when it gets up 16, 17 miles an hour, you can't control where to go. And so that's what we're faced with. And most of the people have been understanding when you told them that's what was going to happen. We'll get to you as soon as we can, but this is what we're up against. And so that's what we're doing. I got one guy out tonight.
Have you had any complaints up to Constitution Park?
No. And, you know, when they have UPIC and everything else up there, we put traps and that up there just to monitor what's up there. And my son lives up there. He can pretty well tell me what's up there. And I get a pretty good handle on what's going on up at Constitution Park. And there's some up there we go. We don't even go into Constitution Park until the lights are turned off up there. We don't want to go in when people are there. So, yeah.
And don't forget my...
Mighton Days next month. And so we start with Mighton Days, and we know when most all of them, we've got them all calendared and that. We know when they have to be done. Just we'll try to do the best we can with what we got. We'll see how they pan out. I hope that they work out good. They seem to, some of the ones we interviewed seem to be pretty good. Some of them are inexperienced, and
Well, they've been putting that new water line in too.
Yeah, and so that's some of the things we're having to deal with. Used to, we hired 18-year-olds, wouldn't hire anything, but nowadays you can't pick them, they don't want them. So, I had one guy call me, and I had his sister work for me several years ago, and all she did was drive around town every day. She went her whole area every day. You don't do it that way. You section it off and do one area at a time and get it all done. I don't think she ever left her pickup. Driving around town 90 miles a day. So when he called me and told me who his sister was, I decided I wasn't going to call him.
You know, siblings aren't always alike.
Oh, he might be good. I don't know.
Yeah, don't know.
But I have one guy, me and Gerald, and one other kid, and all the rest of them are women. So. But anyway, they'll all be here next Tuesday. We have orientation then, and everybody starts then. We work from 6 o'clock in the morning to 2:30. And then we come back at night at 7:30 and work till we get the fog in then at night. So usually, by Thursday, they've got most of their time in. They've got their 80 hours, then they work in 4 8-hour days, and then they get the 4 hours, usually fogging each night. They go out, we set them out 2 nights a week. So that usually takes care of their time. I hate sandbaggers. You guys go out there and waste my time. Some of them come in here, and they come in a little bit early, and they just stand around. And I've told them, you know, you need to fill your equipment up and everything else so it's ready to go first thing in the morning. Get all that done. If you're going out fogging tonight, make sure all that's ready to go. So when you come in at night, you don't have to spend the time doing that. But some of the younger kids, they pretty good sandbaggers. I've got on a couple of them already, so.
Yeah, it'll probably get worse too.
Yeah, they want the money.
Yeah.
And that they want a job, but when it comes right down to it, they waste a lot of time.
They just want the money.
And it's last year I had two of them I had to let go, and one of them made me so mad I almost hit him. I was chasing him down, and he was supposed to go up and start by Rod Olson's place. And I asked him, you know where Rod Olson is? Yeah, I know where he is. I asked him 3 times, yeah, I know where he's at. I said, okay. And he said, all right, Gerald asked me before he left, do you know where you're going tonight? Yeah, I know where I'm going. So I and my wife went out. We went out to just make sure everything was going where it was at. And we rode up there, and I got over across from where Rod Olson is, where you come down from Crozier's up there. And I pulled there underneath that tree where I could watch over there where it come up Rod Olson. Oh, once I see one, right on by Rod Olson, clear over back over towards him. And I didn't have his phone number with me, so I had a tough time calling him. So I got in behind him, and I was chasing him. And I mean, I was honking my horn, flashing the lights. And then he went down some little lane, and there was somebody down on a four-wheeler, and they finally moved off the center road, and I was still honking my horn, flashing my lights, and he was still going. And my wife says, you're going to hit him. And I said, you bet I'm going to hit him. When he gets out of that truck, I would knock his head off. I just told him, get back in the truck, you go back to the shop, you're through. I'm tired of fooling around. The day before that, he pulled my pump off out here. Instead of that, he came in the next day, real apologetic. And, you know, he's a nice kid, but he came in real apologetic. I don't blame you, I'm sorry. And then I knew your dad was going to be here. I just knew your dad was going to be here. Guess what? He barely walked out, and comes his dad. And his dad came in and he says, I'm not here to cause trouble. I just want you to know one thing. I love my kid with all my heart. And he says, he has one problem. And Gerald was sitting there and he says, what is it? He says, he don't know how to follow directions. And Gerald says, absolutely. He said, I have no problem. See ya. So you have all kinds of them. Yeah. When I first started, I used to hire a lot of 16-year-old kids who were pretty good workers. A lot of them were off a farm. And you get a good farm kid, he knows how to work. But some of these other kids don't know how to work very much. And it's even getting worse now, because we've taken it, given this and given that, and they never had to work for anything. So that's the problem. But now, most of these kids have gotten out are 17 years old. We got one that's 32 years old. She's 32, so hopefully it works out. She seems to be real conscientious and seems to be really good. She worked all last week, and she did a good job. So hopefully it works out. But that's what's going on. But we'll be starting full everybody next week.
Lucky you.
That's all I have. Any of you have any questions?
Any other business?
No.
No new business.
Land, just remember, it's the third Wednesday.
Third Wednesday. I got too much going on.
My wife says, who's that? Pulled him out? I said, I have no idea. I got out, opened the door. Glenn said, hey, we have a meeting. No, it's next week. I just sent the notification. He just had to be in town.
Chasing grandkids.
You what?
I was in town chasing grandkids.
Fun.
I've got, living out of Vermont, and I've got grandkids going to Duchesne and grandkids to Roosevelt. So, athletic best, I'm going to be real careful what hat I put on.
You caused a lot of trouble. Yeah.
Make a motion, we end the meeting.
Yeah, I see your brother Doug.
That's like
that. He's Doug Jensen.
Yeah.
He's cousin. Yep.
Anyway, I seen him talking to him a little bit. He was complaining about the traffic going across Indian Canyon.